On the show today, we have Hapo Community Credit Union's Jennifer Gately talking about how they grew their credit card balance by 20%. So check it out. On today's program, we have a success story from Hapo Community Credit Union, and we have Jennifer Gately here to tell us about it. How are you doing, Jennifer?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Michael.
Good, good. Hey, you, word on the street has it that your credit union has grown your credit card balance or your credit card balance 20% with outstandings $18 million. You grew those $18 million. How did you guys do it? What's going on here? What's your secret sauce?
I don't know if there's a secret sauce. I wish there was. That would be much easier.
Oh, yeah.
We set a goal this year last year from the top down. We wanted to grow $20 million in 1 year. Super lofty goal, but for the last 3 to 4 years, we've been consistently growing our portfolio a little bit each year. And trying to make Visa top of mind for our entire credit union. So from the CEO, our underwriters, our risk and analytics team, our marketing team, everything is focused on Visa. Not that we don't focus on other products, but we really put Visa in at every touch point that we can, in front of the staff, in front of the members. So we just made sure that everyone was committed to our goal. Mm-hmm. And then we just made it fun. We knew it was going to be crazy.
Yeah.
We did so many campaigns, internal and external. We worked with Advisors Plus, which is a PSU marketing firm. They're fantastic to work with. They've done a lot for us. But we worked with our own internal marketing. We did around the Super Bowl. We sent our local radio station with Hapo Visas to the Super Bowl and had them check out with their Hapo Visa and post that on social media. We do a little Visa store for the staff where they can earn Visa bucks for booking Visas and buy things in their store. Mm-hmm. Just try to make it as fun as possible and really get everybody involved so they're always pushing and touching our cards.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a little gamification going on here.
Always.
It makes it fun, like you said. And why not? So this growth has taken what, a year or 6 months or something along those lines? How long did it take?
It took to the very bitter end of a year. we hit our goal like December 28th. Mm-hmm. So we were pushing to the very end. We did 3 balance transfer promotions, solely just balance transfer promotions. We try to book them around holidays. Really pushing that holiday spending, summer spending. We did 2 new account acquisitions where we really pushed people who don't have Hapo cards to get Hapo cards. Mm-hmm. That was kind of a direct mailing, but we also did a balance transfer along with that for new members. That was really part of, we knew that we couldn't just grow $20 million with what we had currently. We had to get out of the box. So we really pushed that. We added 6,600 cards last year.
Wow.
That was the main focus of moving cards, getting transfers, moving that portfolio.
Very nice. And so what were some of the lessons learned along the ways? I was going to ask you, what are a couple of keys to your success, but you already answered those, obviously, the focus and the kind of the gamification of it and a lot of other things. So what were some of the lessons learned along the way?
Really, a lot of it was making sure that everyone is dedicated, committed to the goal. It's, as fun as we tried to make it, it was definitely a grind to push that out. And I think... Yeah. Staff probably at the end was a little burned out, I don't want to hear about Visa anymore. But so really just keeping it fun and always keeping it in front of people's face. Mm-hmm. Touch points, the marketing, the TVs, not being afraid to spend money. We did spend quite a bit of money on marketing, getting our name and word out there. Mm-hmm. But that was important to us.
Yeah, it paid off, definitely.
It definitely did. Yeah. So I think you can't be afraid to do that. And you definitely can't be afraid to incent your staff. We have a great product. Mm-hmm. And we ask our staff to use our product so that they can talk educationally about it to our members.
Yeah.
And we do incent them for the visas, but we don't want them to sell something to somebody who doesn't need it either.
Right.
So we have tried to go away from incentive programs before, and we can definitely see the decline in the visa. Mm-hmm. So we have a visa-specific incentive program, and in the summer, like we're coming up on a summer BT, we do a huge big bang and make the prizes kind of a trip somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's our summer is our big push,
okay.
And get people excited to come into the holiday spend.
Okay.
So,
okay, yeah, that was kind of my next question is like, how do you plan to maintain these numbers? And it sounds like your summer push and then going into the holiday season sounds like you guys are planned it out quite well already.
We're trying. I mean, maintaining is always a challenge. You know, members and consumers are inundated daily with 5, 10 credit card offers. So it's definitely, you know, always going to be a challenge, and it has to just be top of mind focus,
mm-hmm.
and keep those cards in people's hands and in front of them.
Yeah, it's like, how do you stand out from the rest, all that white noise? I mean, how do you stand out from all that stuff? And it looks like, it sounds like you guys did it, though. I mean, you really, with that focus and that, like you said, getting through that grind and everything, it really paid off because looks like you stood out pretty well.
We did good. We had a lot of help. Our front line was totally bought in, our back office support staff. They worked hard. So it was definitely a credit union-wide effort, and we were just very blessed to have that opportunity.
That's what it takes. All right, Jennifer, to wrap up here, any advice for other credit unions looking to kind of emulate your success?
I think definitely, you know, don't be afraid to spend a little money to make some money.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big push for us. It was like, okay, we know we want to grow this. We're going to go big, mm-hmm. and try it and try new things. You know, I tried some, hey, I'm going to do this Black Friday thing. It was a total flop, but
you tried it, you know.
And then it was a lesson learned. Okay, let's not do that. Next year we'll do something else. So definitely try new things and keep the staff committed and focused. And I think everything will follow suit.
Well, it sounds like you guys are continuing the success and stuff like that. So, yeah, very very happy for you guys and happy to spread this message out there for others who maybe want to do the same. So well done, and keep up the good work.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.